Okay, we're on the Mishnah, bottom, on the bottom of Kaf Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, we spoke about the Chomer of Kodesh over Truma, so now this Mishnah talks the opposite. How the Chomer of Truma more than Kodesh. So Chomer b'Truma, Shebi Yehuda ne'emanim al taras yain v'shemen kol yamas hashana. That in, this is a kula by Kodshim, and therefore that's the Chomer by Truma. Because by Kodshim, we're made called it in Yehuda, we're going to see in the Gemara why Dafka Yehuda. But in the Azor of Yehuda, Amaratzim are believed on the Tara of the Yain, this is first the Kodesh, the Yain for the Nesachim and the Beis HaMikdash, and Shemen for Menachos. Kol Yom HaShana, the whole year. If the Amara says that this is Tara, this Yain for the Nesachim, for example, is Tara, we believe them. Because they're, since it's Kodesh, so they're more careful. B'shasa Gitos, but Truma, generally, we don't believe Amaras. However, B'shasa Gitos, when they prepare the wine and the and oil, so Vabadim, and for when they prepare oil, then the Amaratzim are believed, Afala Truma, during when it's a time of preparing for these things. Avrua Gitos, Vabadim. However, if these times when they prepare the wine and oil have passed, they view low, and then they bring the Kohen Chavichel Yain Shel Truma. Lo Yekablenu Mimenu, because it's past not the time of the Gitos, so we don't accept it from them, because we assume that we can't believe them that it's Tahar. Aval Manicha Legasa Haba. But if they're smart, what they can do is put it aside, wait for the next season, when the time of the making the wine oil, and then they can bring it. Because we believe them during that time. Bimamar lo Ifrashti Lasocha Revis Kodesh Neman. However, if they say that inside this barrel, besides the Truma, there's also a Revis of wine for Kodesh, so since we the whole year we believe him for Kodesh, since we can believe him for the Kodesh, which is inside Mamela, we have to believe him for the Truma as well. Okay, Kadei Yain veKadei Shemen HaMidumaot Ne'emanim Aleihem. So here, at this point, we think what that means is Tevel. Okay, that if you have a kind of a wine or oil of Tevel, there's a Tevel inside it, then we believe them for the Kli of the Kadim that they're in, V'shasa Gitos V'abadim, and V'kodam L'Gitos Shivim Yom, and even 70 days before. We're going to see exactly what this means with Hashem and the Gemara. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, Shev Yehuda Ne'emanim Amir Aretz Al Taras Yain V'Shemen Shel Kodesh Im Hikdishua L'Mizbeach. If they remark they should put it in Zbeach B'Shas HaGitos V'Abanim Ne'emanim Al Shmiratam Kol Yemos HaShana. They believe the whole year if they bring it and they say this is Tahor. But Gemara Farsh Ma'ishna Yehuda Nakas. Why Dafka Yehuda B'Shas HaGitos V'Abanim? They're believed HaKol Mitarim Et Kelim. Why do they believe? Because everybody's Mitar their Kelim during this time. They brought the Kohen Chaver. However, the Amaretz, since he's not believed when it's not the time of the Gitos, what they could do is they can leave it. Amaretz Gat Haba'ah. As you then the Kohen, leave it to the next time, it rolls around, and then bring it to the Kohen, and then they're believed during that time. Revis Luke Shemin Vin Ne'aman. If they say there's a Revis of Luke of Kodesh inside where the Shum is, so they're believed. The Migo to Ne'emana Kodesh, Ne'emana Truma. Because once you believe for the Kodesh, which we do the whole year, then you believe them on the Truma. Hamidumas, Rashi, Mefarsh B'Gemara. We'll see what this is. Bahash Tamash. Now we think it's Shel Tevel Truma V'Chuli Muravim. It's Tevel, which is Truma and Chuli Muravim. That's what we're calling it Midumas at this point. They're believed even 70 days before. Shemakdimim Latar to Kalim. Because it's talking about here by the Kalim. So 70 days already before they make sure their Kalim are okay. Gitos refers to Shel Yain, and Badim refers to Shemen. Okay. Now the Gemara. So we said that they believe the whole year in Yehuda for the Yain and Shemen of Kodesh. So now Gemara is makes a diyuk. We see over here, B'Yehudain, but in Galil, lo. But not in Galil, only in Yehuda. Why? Why don't we believe in Galil? My time up. Answers the Gemara, I'm a Reish Lakish. Because we have mipnei ritzua shel kusim mafsekes beneihem, because we have a strip of land which separates between Galil and Yehuda. Of course, the Beis HaMikdash is in Yehuda. So when you're coming from Galil to Yehuda, it's going to pass through this strip of land that is Mafsik between the two. And this strip of land is the land of Kutim. And the land of Kutim, the Chachamim, where it goes there, that has a din of like Chutzlaretz, like the land of the Goyim. The land of Goyim we know is Metame. And therefore, Mele, when you cross over, bringing it from Galil to Hu, you're crossing this land of the Kutim, and it's, when you go through, it's going to become Tameh. So that's why it doesn't help in Galil, and believe them, whatever, that it's, you know, Tower, but it's gonna, as soon as it goes, comes to the base of Mele, it's going to be Tameh already. Okay, so on that, so the Gemara asks, I have an Asiv Beshida, but Seva Umigdal. But why? There's ways of getting it there in a Tahar state. You can put it inside a carriage, as these mechitzas, or a teva, a trunk, a migdal, a closet type thing, that these have mechitzas, and it can be choseitz from the tomb of Eretzami that we're worried about. And then we can get it to Yehuda. The Gemara says, Hamani and Echanami, this is our Mishnah, therefore, must be going like Rebbe. Mani Rebbe Hida Amar, Oel Zarek Lo Shmei Ohel. The Rebbe held that a moving ohel, which is the Shida Teva Migdal, is moving, obviously, it's moving going from Agalot to Yehuda, and moving ohel is not called a ohel that can be mafsik from Tuma. That's Shita's Rebbe, and therefore that's what our mission must be going like. The Sanya, Hanikos Leir Ta'ami, Shida Teva Migdal, Rebbe says, Metame, he says, doesn't help you since it's moving. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Achanami says Matar, because even if it moves, it's still okay. Therefore, our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi. I asked the Gemara, Veleisuha Beklicher, Zamukav Tzamid Pasil. We have another solution, Lechora. Okay, it doesn't work with the Ohel, if we're going like Rabbi, but why can't we put it inside a Klicher that's sealed properly, Tzamid Pasil, sealed well, and that helps even an Ohel Amase. Okay, so surely it can help just going through this Eretz Amim of the Kutim. And so why can't we get it that way to Yehuda? So Gemara answers, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Shonin, these Tanaim taught that Ein HaKodesh Nitzal B'Tzamid Pasil. There's an extra, again, Chumra by Kodesh, that it doesn't help in a Tzamid Pasil, and it's going to become Tameh even if it's in a sealed barrel. I asked the Gemara on that Yisod. I vatznan the Girsa. Ein chatas nitzelas b'tzamid pasil. So it says in a Braisa here that chatas, which refers to the paraduma waters, are not saved. Ein chatas nitzelas b'tzamid pasil. You put in a tzamid pasil these paraduma waters. It says the tzamid pasil does not help to save it from tuma. So the Gemara is midayak. And I, my love, Kodesh Nitzel, Mashma, Kodesh Nitzel, isn't it, can we midayak, that the Paraduma water, that is not saved. But regular Kodesh is saved. So here we see, not like we said, here we see regular Kodesh could be saved in a Tzamid Pasil. The Gemara says, no, that's not the right to you. Lo, ha maim she'enan mukudashim nitzalim b'tzamid pasil. So the diuk is supposed to make a difference. Say that the paraduma waters, which were already prepared, put in with the ashes put inside the water, that, as we said, is not saved. The diuk is supposed to be about, however, the regular waters of the paraduma, which haven't put in the ashes yet, that is what is saved. But not don't make the diuk by other kodesh. In the Hanami, other kodesh is not saved. The only diuk you can make is only legabe paradumo. So when the ashes are in, it's not saved. But if the ashes are not in yet, then it is saved. That's the diuk to make. The Amar Ula Chavraya is a chaverim that are nemanim on kodesh. Medakan v'galila, they would mitire their shemen and yain for the mizbeach in Galil. Why? We'll see that so when the Beis HaMikdash gets built, they'll be able to bring it over to Yehuda. So what do we see from here? We see from here that obviously there's a way of getting it over. There's no way of getting it over. What are they putting aside this shemen and yain for the mizbeach? There's no way of getting it over because of this land, the triple land of the Kuti. So obviously we see that you could bring it over. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. Why? Because manichin l'kashivo Eliyahu v'yitarena. Because when the Beit Hamikdash gets built, so Eliyahu Navi is going to come, and he's going to show him a way to get through. There's a way, some way of getting through where it's not tamei, where it's not not going to go through the kutim way. So, both.
Yeah.
No, but he still. Okay, I don't know exactly the configurations here, because where this, because don't forget, I don't know exactly how it works out, because the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not on the coast. You can just, it's on the inland. Yes, I don't know exactly how you're going to get in and whatever. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ritzua shel eretz ha'ami masekes ben galil Yehuda. We say a strip of land separating the two. Yerushalayim, of course, is b'Yehuda'i. Ve'i eshar lavi in Yerushalayim. They can't bring it there. Betara. Lefi shegazru chachamim tuma al eretz ha'ami. So even for the chavirim, those that are careful, have tuma and tahara, cannot bring it. Oel zaruk, oel hamitaltel, v'nizrak lav shmei oel. So moving oel is not considered oel, the atmafsik for the tuma, right? Bein navira shel eretz ha'amim, v'im gazur al avira, that not only is the land tama, even the air. Shonin, tanaim, shonin, braisa, she'ena kodesh nitzal, but somebody, we have a braisa that says the kodesh is not nitzal, but somebody postulates that doesn't help you. Ein chatas, it refers to the mei efer apara, the actual waters, it's not saved in a somebody postulate. She'ena mekudashim, shaloni tan efer leim, adain, that's the diuk we said. If the ashes were not put in the water, that is what is saved. Nitzolin uksherim, therefore lekachin acharkach. Therefore, you could afterwards put in the ashes and good. Midkan metarin yainam vishmenam lemizbeach veiretzu amasekes lama metarin. We said so. If it's this is we had the kasha that if that Ula said the chavraya would metire their yain shemin in the Galil. So again, if this is maseket, what are they doing it for? They can't bring it over. So shema yavo Eliyahu. He'll show them a shviel. A way to go through that's not from the Eretz Yisrael. Okay, back to the Gemara. We said in our Mishnah that v'shata gitos ne'manim afal atruma, that during the time of the preparing the wine and the oil, so then even on the even on truma the amaratim are believed. Okay, now Gemara is a kash on this from Mishnah and Shuma in Tara. Ayur mini hagomer zesav yiyasher kupa achas v'itnena le'ani kohen. So the Brisa tells us that hagomer, somebody who's gathering together his zesav, his olives, so he should set aside a kupa, like a box, whatever. And he should put some olives in there, that's for truma, before he finishes gathering. Because at this point, the olives only become a mukshar l'chabal tuma once he finishes gathering. God is the gemar malach of gathering. So, before he finishes, gets to that stage, he's already put it inside a container, give it to the Kohen before it has a chance to, you know, reach the stage when it can become Tameh. And then the Kohen can have it, and before, because afterwards, he's not going to be, we see from here, and believed. Once it's already finished the time of gathering, he's not going to be believed for the, to give the Truma. Because it's going to be, so we don't believe in that it's Tahar. So therefore, we do a shtick that putting inside a Kupa, give it to the Kohen before that time, so that he'll have it, and it'll still be Tahar. Aye, but we see from here that they're not believed. We see that they're not believed. Whereas in the Mishnah we said during the Shas Nagitos they should be believed. But here we see it's a Shas Nagitos time of preparation, and they're not believed. That's why you have to do this shtick with the kupa. So Amar Rav Nachman, he answers, excuse me, Lo Kasha, Ha Bechorfe, Ha Beafle. There were our Mishnah. When they ever believe, it's talking about the chorfe. Those are the olives and grapes, which are quick to ripen. So that's when we find we can believe them during that time. But habe afle, since that's not the robe, that's the miyut. There's the late, the ones that are late to ripen. So since that's not the majority, we that's even though they are in the midst of the gitot, you know, but it's a late gitot. So late gitot, we don't believe them anymore. So that's the biafle. So amale ravada barava kigon mai. Where do we find these late comers? You know, with the gitot. So he said kotan shel beit avicha. Like your father's, your father has these late gitot. They're late to ripen. Okay. Rashi es gomer zeisav amar et shabali gomer zeisav, coming to gather his zeitim. Yasher kupa achas l'tzarech trumasav, put aside for the truma. V'inenu la'ani kohen v'irena shelo hukshar zeisim, to make sure it hasn't been at that point mukshar yet, like we said. V'kohen yasena b'tara, and then he'll do it properly. Alma b'shas kitos v'abadim ein nemanim. So we see here, not like we said here, they're not nemanim. So we answered, "Be'afle shekvar avarz managitot." That's why they're not believed, because it's not avarz managitot l'roba da'alma. So roba da'alma already are past their gitot. So since it's late, so then we don't believe anymore. That's what we're talking about. Roba da'alma kamar d'lo mehem, that they're not believed. And he asked them, like, where do we see this? Is kashel beis avicha that afle havu? These are late. Your fathers are late. Okay, Rav Yosef, back to the Gemara. Rav Yosef Amar. Another answer to, again, so again, so our Mishnah said that Shvir Shata Gitot, they believe for Truma. We saw this price that it seems to say during the Shata Gitot, they're not believed. So now Rav Yosef is going to try another answer. Rav Yosef Amar, Begalila Shandu. So you could say that since our Mishnah began with the Taros, right, and said, Chomer B'Truma Shabihuda, the Behuda, right, Ne'mani Maltaros Yain, etc. So he wants to learn that Uvashasa Gitos is a continuation of that, and that only refers to Yehuda. And that was the whole mission referring to Yehuda. Even when we say Uvashasa Gitos, they believe that it's only in Yehuda. And therefore, this Brisa that tells when we're not believed, that's in Gala. And that's the answer, Galil Hashanu. So the Gemara doesn't like that. Why? Because we see it's not true. Eitzavei Abaye, he asked the Kasha and Rabbi Yosef, that we learn a Brisa that says, that Aver Hayardain and the Galil, here's the Galil, Harei Hen Ki Yehuda, is the same thing as Yehuda when it comes to Truma. As we'll see, Ne'mani Malayain Vishasayain, talking about Truma. They believe to them to say that wine during the time of preparing the wine is okay. The Ala Shemin Vishas HaShemin is okay. Hava Lo Alayain Vishas HaShemin, Velo Ala Shemin Vishas HaYain. But Lamaisa, we see that from this price, there's no difference between Yehuda and Galil. So that's not a good answer that we want to make, Rav Yosef wants to say, between the Tchila. And therefore, Ela Machvarta Shanin Mikara. And therefore, the first answer we're sticking with, that we like the later, the earlier ones. The late ones, we don't believe them, because that's past, that's only, they're only a mute. And the earlier ones, that's when we do believe them, because that's the Ruba de Alma. We'll stick with that answer. And last Rashi, Beglil Hashanu, Umasnisin, the Katani, the Mehemnin, Yehuda, the Yehuda Kai. And therefore, our Mishnah that says we do believe, that's referring to Yehuda, as our Mishnah spoke about, right? The Katani Resha, Shab Yehuda, Ne'mani, Malatar, Skyin, Veshemin. So therefore, it continues. Valakai, Veshata Gitos, Vabadim, Afalachuma, that's continuations, all talking about Yehuda. But as we saw, that's not a good answer.